Okay, so we're going to finish the last part of Mishnah Beis today. I'm just going to read it, the Mishnah itself inside one more time. Everybody with me? Shimon Atzalikai Yavishari Knesset HaGadolo Poya Omer Al Shlosh Dvarma Olam Omer. The world was created by three things: Torah, Avoda, and Gimel Chasadim. So we're in the middle of discussing Gimel Chasadim and how it's better than Tzedakah, and we didn't understand what that meant until we understood what that meant. And then we covered the fascinating comment by the Rabban Yonah that tzedakah is only for aniyim, and we know that tzedakah is tashirim also, so obviously he's trying to tell you that an usher can be an ani just by thinking the fact that he needs something that he does not currently have, which makes a ton of sense, as you pointed out. Because everything is completely relative. The fact that an ani feels that he needs something, the fact that an usher feels that he needs something, the emotion is completely identical. It is just the physical manifestation of that which is different in both cases, which of course we do not care about at all.
But yes. We took from that, if your wife is like upset about something that's like totally not in reality, but like she's upset about something, so something hurt her. So you need to be upset about the way she took whatever it was you did.
Right, exactly. Which I mentioned. I understand you're very busy, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But if you have a chance to listen to the last year, it was really, really, really good, I think. So everybody could die. But it was
your marriage.
It's on Wayu Torah. This all goes on Wayu Torah. Yeah. Okay, fine. We spoke about that. We spoke about why. Well, let's start from here. This is the last piece of chazer we're going to do, and then we're going to ride out into it. So he said that in Gemilas Chasadim, the Rabbeinu Yonah has this totally puzzle, these variables that are very puzzling. He says, oh, you should not do Gemilas Chasadim to people that are Ra, you should only do it to people that are Tov. And we asked, what does that even mean? I brought up the story about my friend, come on in, my friend Jonathan, right? And that my friend Jonathan just, you know, he was totally not religious, he had girls and money and whatever, and this Chabad guy just said something right to him, and he totally was on the derech, and he's like super sharp right now. So I understand, if you categorize him as a Ra, so I wasn't even supposed to do the Gemil Chassadim to him in the first place. So Rabbeinu Yonah, what are you saying? Only do Gemil Chassadim to good people. So he said that Ra, it must mean, malicious. If you is someone who's just going to be destructive, then obviously it doesn't make sense to help them. There are some people that are beyond help, and there are, you know, sources for this in
But you said they're like 1 in 1,000.
Right. I don't think there are many. Hmm?
There's a couple.
What?
Beyond help.
Maybe he's one of them.
It's funny, though. Like, we really talked about how there has to be, like, no ulterior motive. Like, they want to hurt you. Like,
right. And again,
if you think about it, it's right.
Out of all the people in my life,
it just feels that way.
I really only know one person that's like that.
Stop.
Okay, next. The next thing that we talked about is, okay, and someone has to answer this because I said this out and everybody loved it. So hopefully everybody remembers. But you have a good shot also, if you remember. But in any case, why are we makdim? Why do we give Gemilas Chasadim to the person that is the Yerushimayim versus the person who's not a Yerushimayim? Like, why should I be nicer? Why should I give Gemilas Chasadim to a person just, like, first just because he's from? It seems just kind of wrong. So what's the answer?
We give that priority.
Explain more. Oh, what?
Like, it's a from prison power.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I say it?
He's going through more pain.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Why?
So that was the Shimmy too. Sorry. It was very similar what you two guys said. So he was...
I don't
mine
know.
Mine was slightly different. Yeah.
Yeah, but was it new?
He said, I remember mine.
What?
I remember mine.
His also. I remember his.
I remember that my version was because the Tzaddik, the Yerushimayim, is suffering more at the end of the day.
Why?
Because why? Because...
Oh, yeah.
He has these problems. This was my
version. Yeah, I remember yours now.
Yeah, they both are saying this problem, but the guy who's not Yerushimayim, he's saying, like, this is the actual problem, but the guy who has Yerushimayim, yes, that much more. Why? Because not only that he gets these problems, he's also saying, God, why are you doing this to
me? No, so that's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that wasn't
what
did
I say?
You said because he's Yerushimayim and... you did, and it's Anua... that you're not going to see all of his issues.
Wow.
See, I know me so well, I know you too.
Okay.
There you go. Fun. Okay, so let's go Vayter now. We're on the 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down in our Dape, our source of Dape for the Rabbeinu Yonah. The last four lines of, the last four words of that line. So we're going to be on the next page, right? So we're like, okay. Let's say the tzedakah with everybody. Right? So we just said, that's not necessarily what you should be aiming for. Gnas Chasadim is more desirable than Tzedakah. You have a choice than Tzedakah, Gnas Chasadim. Gnas Chasadim should be the way to go. He says, let's say you just did Tzedakah anyway, even though you're supposed to do Gnas Chasadim. Hear this. This is just wild. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Chazal darshan out, and everyone's like, what's going on over here? So let me try and explain it, what I personally think. Chmosha Amar Yirmiyahu Hanavi, as Yirmiyahu said, Alav HaShalom, you should rest in peace. V'yeh muchshalim lefanecha be'et apecha asa behem. Hidam Hashem, they should stumble before you. Okay? Act against them. Act against them. They should stumble before you. What was his prayer? You listening to this? I feel she asked Tzedakah, even at the time that these people did Tzedakah, hechshilam shitnua lemakam she'inu hagun. Have their money go to a place that it won't be considered Tzedakah. Give money to like a nice organization, have it go to Hamas.
What?
Why would... Yeah, right? Here we go.
I wonder if I understood the tights right.
You probably did. That's why you made that reaction.
Does it mean go to Hamas? Or are you talking about like go like give it to like...
Okay, it doesn't... I was exaggerating. Like, you gave $100...
Like the blood drive organization.
No. I mean something similar. Meaning you gave $100 to... Torah Shraga, no, or like a really serious tzedakah. Torah Shraga, I guess, would maybe count.
It counts as a tzedakah.
No, it does. Okay, fine. And instead, that $100 went to a crack dealer. Like we're saying, that Yirmiyahu said, Hashem davening, and it, with tons of, I mean, you're a Navi, tzaddik of the generation, the leader, genius.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. And he davens Hashem, by the way, that guy who just said tzedakah, please work it out that the money he gave goes to like horrible people, so this way he won't get in his car. What is going on?
We're redefining the purpose of tzedakah here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's more than, I think it's more than reason.
Okay, slow, hold on. Do we all understand the question?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the same page?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's about how it makes
it's a good question, how it makes no sense on the surface.
Yeah,
it looks like Yirmiyahu is Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean it to say, but he looks like he's just out to get us.
Chas
v'Shalom. We don't mean this, obviously, but that's what it looks like. So obviously what's going on. So, yeah, I would say, I mean, I heard some of the answers. I'm going to flesh out a little bit. let me say it this way. I'm just trying to put it in. Yeah, okay, let's formulate it this way. When we say that you should be doing Gmias Chasadim, that's the optimal thing to do, okay? And then we say you should be doing Tzedakah also, but it's not the optimal thing to do. And then you go ahead and do the Tzedakah, what are you doing? A really good example of this, and that's by the way what this pasuk is.
What's optimal about tzedakah?
Not what's optimal about gemis chasadim. Gemis chasadim, we've proven through that was really last year how gemis chasadim is worth far more than doing tzedakah. We bought a bunch of rayas. You get 6 brachas for doing tzedakah. You get far more if you do gemis chasadim.
Is that not there for that?
No, you're there.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a lot of material.
6 brachas. I don't remember anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Again, a lot of stuff. So don't feel so bad about it. But in any case, yeah. So let me give you an example. Okay. Let's say my wife tells me, Yonatan, you know, I really like it. Oh, you know what? This has happened once or twice. Yeah, let's use a real world example. Okay.
Dun, dun,
dun. I spent a long time cleaning all the dishes, doing all the dishes one night. Like there was I do the dishes during the week, but there was one, like every once in a while, there's like this crazy amount of dishes, like once or twice a week, it just happens. You have guests over, whatever it is, okay. So I spent like 2 hours doing that, okay? And so she came and she was like, thank you, this is so nice. And she was like, but honestly, since you're divesting this, you know, investing this much time, which is great, I would really just appreciate more, just me personally, if you were to cook dinner tonight instead, which I don't mind, totally don't mind at all. So I said, fine, okay?
I'm confused. Why is she asking you to cook dinner?
She'd rather me cook dinner that night. She wants to not cook dinner once a week, if that's what I'm doing. Fine. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It's the same time. Just around the same effort. I don't care.
Men can cook, too.
Yeah. This one can. No, but anyway. Okay. So, and what happened? So what do? I cook dinner. Things are great. If I'm telling you right now. Oh, yeah, because I forgot once. That's why I brought up this bit, right? Forgot once, and she was a teeny bit annoyed. Right? Why was she a teen bit annoyed? No, she was because I was doing something nice. Because, yeah, I said, okay, for sure, I'll do it. Yeah, you got it. And then it totally spaced. I explained to her, like, you know, I just forgot. And she wasn't annoyed the second after that. But if someone told you, no, this is really, really meaningful to me, but this is so much better, and it takes around the same amount of effort, if not less. I think a mystical system takes actually less effort than stuff in a lot of situations. Okay? So basically, you're saying to Hashem, not really interested. Like, you know, I know there's a hierarchy, and I know that there that I have the option to do this, but I'm just kind of pushing it aside. Another thing about stuck up is that stuck up is easier to do in the public sphere. Okay? Okay? Gamisco says it's not. Right? So, look at all of the charities in history. Okay? Especially during the Spanish Inquisition, there was a whole lot of game that were getting lots of stuck up. Where did all of that money come from? The Holocaust? There were Germans were giving tons of charity within Germany. Where'd they get all this money from? But they got all of these awards and prizes around the world for giving charity. The money came from Jews they were torturing to death. But you can get credit for it. Gamilska said them is much harder. Front line of the paper, okay, this person gave really good advice and saved this person's life. That never happens ever. Okay, it's usually like, right, it's usually someone donated $10 million, someone donated $1 billion, right? But someone really gave really good advice. Right, so what is Yirmiyahu davening about? He's not davening that, oh, I want to like trip people up because I just can and I have a good connection with Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. What he's saying is that if you ignore the hierarchy on purpose, not because, and when you say, Shem, listen, it's too hard for me, that's something else. But when you on purpose ignore the hierarchy, A, and B, right, you purposely do the thing that just makes you look awesome when what you're doing is totally false. Meaning, you take from the rich and give to the rich in a way, or you steal from the poor and give to the rich, which is what he's doing, which is the examples that I've been giving you from the previous examples. It's basically just like it's a chutzpah. And so Yirmiyahu is saying, don't give them credit for that. They don't deserve that. That's totally not appropriate. It's totally not right. That's what Yirmiyahu is talking about. Good?
Seems talking about it in a negative way.
No.
Yeah,
people who don't deserve it.
Exactly. Meaning they're trying to chop schar over here, right? Okay?
Show that you're bedafka not trying.
Exactly. If you're giving it to those people, if you're not giving it to the right people.
No, meaning, okay, so I'm going to make a scenario. A Nazi person comes over to a Jewish family, fairly wealthy Jewish family, kills all of them in front of the kids, which is what happened all the time, right? The kids would watch their parents die, Mamish. Right?
Happened.
Yeah. You're right, I don't need Nazis to do that. You're right. But, so the Nazis came in, take all their money, okay, and then gave it to, like, an orphanage. I'm not going to daven, I'm going to daven to God that Nazis should still be matzliach and given tzedakah. No, I'm going to say, you see where that went? No, I'm praying even though that went to a nice place, have it go somewhere else. You should not be getting any schar for this. We're going to destroy him from the inside. Gonna take a schusim away from the inside. So that's what we're saying. But again, because you can't corrupt gemilas chasadim. It's impossible. You can't like give good advice that you took from somewhere else. Just that doesn't work. But tzedakah you usually can, right? You can give tzedakah with stolen goods. It's just a hard thing to do.
Has to be a first person. And then why gemilas chasadim has to be a first person ordeal?
I think so. Okay, fine. Let's go vayit a little bit. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Ugmilas chasadim afi la ashirim. Gmilas chasadim is even to rich people. Lalvot lahem mamon b'shasha inim atzoi b'yadim. That you lend to them money even at the time when it is not found in their hands. Velatit lahem etzatovan, to give to them good advice. Okay, now what does it mean, the first statement, that you lend to them money when they don't have money currently in their possession? Now we talked about tzedakah, meaning giving money to rich people when they didn't have money in their possession. So how's this any different? Didn't he just contradict himself? Right? He just said, oh, by the way, giving money to rich people at the time when they don't have money on hand, they don't have cash on hand.
So right,
that's gemilas chasadim. It's not tzedakah, that's tzedakah.
Right.
What
is a rich person? Is a famous thing. You ever heard this? If you have a poor family.
I'm going to be really surprised if you get this right now.
Okay, you have a poor family who needs money, and you have a family who always lived wealthy, and they don't have money anymore. I think it's a bigger mitzvah to support the wealthy family because they're on that standard.
It hurts more.
And they're so used to that standard.
Yeah, this is what I heard.
What does that have to do with. What does that have to do with.
That's why. Why? That's why. It's not.
What do you mean? That's not okay at all. That's tzedakah and tzedakah. You want to tell me one of them is a better tzedakah? That could be so. No comment. I'm not sure about that. But they're both tzedakah. Which one is gemilas chasadim?
So let's try to say the question again. Yeah.
The question is, he says, if there's not enough money, let's say a rich person doesn't have cash on hand. So that means in a way he's poor as anything because he can't even buy anything with his credit card. He has no money right now. That's all tied up in trillions of dollars of stock. Okay? So it is an act of Mishkal Sodom to lend him money. He's a poor person now. Isn't this not tzedakah? You get the question?
Yeah, because it's morals. It's more psychologically.
Oh, what's the, why is it? What's the kasha?
No, actually, what's the kasha?
The kasha is this.
What's the difference? Right? This.
Yeah. He's 100% right. What's the difference here?
He is an ani for all intents and purposes.
So why are we saying it's gemilas kasadim? Why are we calling it staka?
Because you're lending. Because you're lending?
No, it's just lending.
That's it.
What? Shamir.
Can't see. Because you're lending.
I never understood that. I really never understood.
You also said it's a bigger mitzvah to lend.
I think tzedakah is about tzedakah.
Oh, no. It's not so simple. But you just said
it's good. It's a bigger mitzvah to lend someone money to start a business and deal with
him. Yes. Guess what? No, here we're lending him even... here we're lending him even though he has $3 trillion in the bank.
We said a big...
Shimmy said that there is a major difference here. When we spoke before about giving money to someone who's rich, doesn't have any money on hand, he's considered like a poor person, that's giving him money. I said lending money. Lending money to a rich person is not tzedakah. Lending money to a rich... He's going to pay you back. Lending money to a rich person is gemilas chasadim. You know why he's asking for money? So you can open up another business. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need you to give it to him, for sure.
There's a man who gave a speech today. I don't know who it was.
The guy on TV?
Yeah. So someone who's in Griff's in the past.
Yeah.
Some big rabbi now, I don't know. And
rabbi in high school.
No, I could tell by the way he spoke. He big Talmud Chacham. But he was I don't know, whatever, or he's just a good speaker. But gave an example, I think, of someone some Rothschild.
What?
Why are you degrading? Asked how did it go? Oh yeah. He asked this ani who would go collecting door to door, if I give you $1 million, like how would it impact your life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he said, I would drive around and I wouldn't have to walk door to door collecting money anymore. I'd have a limo take me door to door collecting money. But if someone you're lending someone money, you're not giving them a solution. You're giving them an opportunity to change their situation.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
Now there is a version of tzedakah that you do use as lending, which you'll find in poskim, but that's fake lending. So there are some times that you do lending to poor people, like, okay, I'm lending you $10,000 and I'm expecting it back if you can, by March if you can, if not we'll just push it up. The guy has $5 to his name. To give him $10,000, you're never going to see it back, but the ani doesn't feel so bad that he's like, well, okay, whenever I get the money, I'll pay him back. He probably won't ever get it, but like, so that's pure tzedakah here. Bill Gates is saying, I really want to open up another company. I'm feeling it today. You're making him successful. So you have extra 10 grand in the bank, but you're not doing anything. He's 10 grand short. All right, go for it. You lend him the money, he's going to pay you back, and you're expecting him to pay you back. This is a loan. He still owes you. That's Gemilas Chasadim. And then what's the following piece of advice? Give him an Eitz Tova. Give him good advice.
What is Gemilas Chasadim? It's giving somebody like the opportunity to help himself out, right?
Exactly.
Boom. So by you giving him the money, because he doesn't have any liquid assets, meaning he has nothing that he can shed out to open up this business, you are helping him out to do what he needs to do. And that's what Gemilas Chasadim is. Doesn't matter who the guy is, if you're helping him out to do something...
Right, but it's helping him to do something that he could not do before.
Correct.
That is not necessary. Meaning, if I give him $10,000, that's not a good example. If I give him $1,000 for food for the next 2 months, because he doesn't have any cash on hand at all, that's tzedakah. But if I give him 10 grand to open up a business, and he's just getting off with basic food, but he's okay with that, that's gemilas chasadim, because he doesn't need that money.
It's a very fine line.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Here, it's really, really, really fine. So, like, when does someone need something? When does something not need something? It's really difficult because everybody's going to be different, right? What you enjoy eating and that baseline is different from Avi, and it's different from me, it's different from you, different from you. So, like, if we were all Chas v'Shalom in situations of tzedakah, we would all get separate amount of money, just even based off of what we eat. So it is a very fine line. But from experience, from talking to people who do give tzedakah and do a lot of gemilas chasadim, people are honest with you. At least you hope that they're honest with you. They'll say, listen, one of the people I know, he was He was a recipient of tzedakah at one point of his life, and he went over to the person that was giving him tzedakah, and he just said, you really helped me get back on my feet, but I just don't need the tzedakah anymore. Okay.
Wow.
So the guy was touched, and he said, no, I'm going to give it to you for Gmilas Chasad now. Right? And boom. It wasn't tzedakah anymore. It switched to Gmilas Chasad. It shifts gears. You can shift gears even. Right? It's fascinating. But yeah, it's need versus like desire. When you need the money, tzedakah. Okay. When it's a desire, you want to do something with the money, that makes sense, obviously, not to just like go to Bermuda, then like, okay, so that we're already in the middle of the sun. Okay. So, yeah, Kamosha Amar Shlomo, Alav HaShalom. So yeah, okay, this is also fun. Shemen Kutar Di Samach Lev Umetek Re'e Umetzat Nefesh. Oil and incense gladdens the heart. And so does the sweetness of a friend from giving good advice. Kalomar, that is to say, just like oil and incense make the, you know, give you a little bit of an up. If anybody has a really strong Sephardi background of like, you know, the grandparents burn incense in their house, like mine do sometimes, it actually is really, really nice. It smells good.
In California, we also burn incense to give you a little
bit of sometimes. Yeah, somehow I feel like we, you and I have different incense. Can you tackle your AM at Sadnaf show? I don't mean that in a bad way, Chavshalom, but, you know, I just think it might be a little bit different. No, I don't mean it that way.
Come on. You can bring your
grandmother's. No. Stop. Can you tackle your AM at Sadnaf show? So, your friend gets happy because of this advice. Kishiyitin lo eitz tova yismach aleya. V'hi midat chesed midazu goremet liot l'ratzon lifnei Hashem. What am I going to jump on here? No? Everybody's been here for a while? L'ratzon lifnei Hashem? Oh, come on.
Ratzon.
Thank you. Ratzon. This is the third Ratzon, right? This is finally the third Ratzon. You really need to do Chazara or... Stop. I'm serious. It's going on while you tow her. You're making yourself a reputation. And the world was created in order for people to do the Gemis Chasam. Shh, come on, guys. And Shlomo HaMelech said this in his wisdom. It's true. Righteousness will uplift a nation. V'chesed, right? Le'umim chata'at. But chesed to nations, okay? To a chesed to the nations is an atonement for sin. Okay? It's true. When tzedakah is given by the nations of the world, it lifts them up. They get credit for doing that. Okay. Sometimes it's good tzedakah, sometimes it's bad tzedakah, but they get credit for that. However, chesed is an atonement. It's like it's so much deeper. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech is trying to tell you. Okay? Ritzon melech le'eved maskil. I love the second half of this pasuk, and I so wish everybody would know this pasuk by heart and really knew what it meant. And the desire of the king is for a wise servant. What the heck is
desire it? Desire for a king.
Is a wise servant. Okay, Ratzon Melech Le'eved Maskil. What?
A servant needs the king, just as much as the king needs his
servant. No.
Why would I want a wise servant?
Why would you want a wise
servant? Servant, not advisor. Why do I want a wise servant? No. You're on the spot now.
Why wouldn't you want a
wise servant? I was told he was smart. He's smart, though.
I need some time to get it.
Okay, you have a little bit of time. No,
why would you want to... That's a reverse. Why would you want a dumb one? There's no point behind it. You want a smart one.
Why?
A servant, you're just carrying out your actions. You don't want Chachma. You want a robot.
I want a wise servant. I'm not talking about an advisor. I want a wise servant. Why do I want a wise servant?
You want the servant to realize, let's say something's wrong, he'll pick up on it. Boom. Right? If you're
say better, though. Say better. You're saying too basic. Say clean.
He'll fix his own mistakes.
No. Say what you're saying better.
I'm saying that you don't want a servant who is dumb, who if something's going wrong or something's there, he's just going to continue doing what he does and not realize what's happening. But if you have a wise one, if something's not right with the food, something's not right with somebody else, he's going to pick up and he's going to realize, he's going to tell the king, okay.
If he wrote that, if I asked this a question exam and you wrote that, I'd give you a 90. Okay, so A minus. It's great. You're,
I'll take it.
What is the ichor of what you're saying?
Don't strive for average.
Tell me. Don't you're telling
the
me like.
Ichor?
Yeah. What's the ichor?
The ichor?
What's the rule? A Y servant what?
Is that a single word? I don't know.
A wise servant, and then fill the rest of the line. Okay, you've had more than enough time to think about it. Still nothing?
Yeah, pick it up.
Pick it up.
I'm thinking. There's a
wise servant.
No, there's only one.
A wise servant.
I don't know. This is a general thing.
Meaning, here, what differentiates between a wise servant and a dumb servant? Why would you... You're the king. Okay?
In regards to how he kicks out his task, in regards to what?
You tell me.
Why servant will do his job better?
Why?
Because he
corrects your mistakes.
No, you want a servant's gonna correct the king.
Yeah, officer.
Like not exactly. Tell him, but like be like, I got you. Like
you need to influence the king.
This is what you meant, really, meant.
Okay, I love you so much.
I don't know what else to say.
No, okay, I'm. Paris, are you sure you don't want to give him a shot?
Give me
a
10.
You're so close. No, I would. Why were you so much happier with a wise servant who always happens to know how to fix things? What's that?
Because you don't have to do it yourself.
Makes your job easier.
What do you mean he always knows how to fix things?
Meaning the stupid one's just going to make it wrong.
What's it?
He's going to make the problems wrong. He's not going to fix the problems right. I can't even put
okay,
the
no, you're so close, but I'm finishing. No, A minus. Seriously.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay? Guess what? A wise servant knows exactly what you want. Right? He knows exactly what the king wants.
So you can be vague and stuff? What's
have
the
you,
point?
Have, no, no, no. Meaning, have you ever seen, like, these people that have, like... No, and they're geschmack people. They have, like, a rav that they totally respect. And, like, you know, they're really meshubba to the rav. But they just are dumb around him a little bit. No.
They don't think...
Meaning, like, oh, Rebbe, here, I made you a coffee. I only drink coffee black, and you brought him coffee with milk. Right? Oh, let me open the car for you. I don't want you to open... Carter for me. I'm stepping into my own car with my keys. You're gonna have to take my keys and I'm like, right? Like that's not that's is that a what? I mean, like I like what the Talmud's trying to do is great. But I'm saying, would you rather have that? Or would you rather have a servant? Would you rather have a Talmud who like
give you the black coffee?
Right. We'll give you the black coffee. Who won't bug you when he knows that you're busy? There are also some people like call like you know the Rebbe at 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night to ask a shayla or to say thank you to the Rebbe. Call him, right? Wine servant. Same thing for the king. You think the king wants to tell the servant every single time, I like this medium. I like this medium rare. I really like to have this today. It's my birthday today. I hope there's a party. You really want a king? No, the king wants a servant that knows exactly what the king will want and therefore does it. So don't, like, when you approach even Yiddishkeit especially, your master is Hashem, is God. He's the king of the universe. Be smart about that. Don't just say yes. And just go with it. Think about, what does Hashem really want from me? What is Chazal telling me? Don't just do stuff.
He wants a lot.
He wants a lot. But like, what does he want? Yeah. Okay? In America, I'm very big on Eretz Yisrael. Because I think it comes up in the Torah like a lot. And the first Zionist. Who's the first Zionist? The first Zionist was Hashem. Yeah, he did. The first Zionist was Hashem. Hashem told Avram Avinu to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I was very big on that. When I went to a certain community back in the U.S., and a lot of them are Haredi, and Haredim are great and wonderful. There's a certain group of them that maybe aren't as much Ratzon Melech Le'evet Baskil. What?
There's a
but. No, I'm just saying. So in any case, so I was talking to this person, and I just bought him rice from Tanakh. Like I asked him, like he just finished Masifta, and we're just gonna, I'm like, oh, you should go to. I know a lot of good friends in Amir, and like would East, that might be a really great place for you to try to fit. He's like, no, I really want to stay in America. He's like, do you really want? It's like, what's your yeshiva? I don't know yet. I have a free choice. Why don't you choose Israel? Because it's much better to stay in America. I said, based off of what? I said I have a bunch of rice. Not that way. He said, it's obvious from like my Merbeim, everybody knows it, that religiously it's much better staying in America. So I bought him for a small Tanakh. I said, that's Tanakh. We don't learn from Tanakh. I said, that's wrong. But,
classic Yeshiva.
But, right.
I was like, okay.
So I bought him some Mishnah. He said, this is Mishnah. So you know, if you don't have Gemara, like, forget it. I'm like, okay. So I bought him Gemara. He says, yeah, but there are people that disagree with this Gemara. So I said, no, there's nobody that disagrees with the Gemara except for the Sa'amarav. So you have piles of books that high, saying you should go, and you brought me Samra. Next. So he's like, you know what? And he got frustrated. He's like, because none of the Gedolei Hador would want you to go to Israel. I said, I don't know, Chaim Kanievsky lives there, and like Rav Yashuv lives back, and Rav Yashuv lives in Scheinberg, like all these big, like, he's like, and then I remember he got up out of his seat, he banged on the table, he came over for like, I was by my in-laws, and he said, you know what? It's because of the Gedolei Hador of America here, and because they're here, it means that they don't want me to go. That's why they, wow, so they'd be here. You think Shmuel Kamenetsky? Want me to go? That's what I said. But no, so he said, Shmuel Kamenetsky, of course he wants me to stay here because he's here. And because he's here, it means the message is to everybody, don't go to Israel. It's a bad thing to do. So I remember just looking across the side, so I write Tanakh and he said there was in Rat. So I brought you Toshav Al Peh, pretty much tons of it, that is undisputed, and you didn't listen to that. Then I brought you Gedolei Hador, most of them, and the big players. You didn't listen to that. So the thing that you're relying on is not halacha or Torah or, like, you know, Torah Shabbat, but you're relying on one rabbi who is very big that happens to live here, and the message that you're taking from that is that you have to live here. Is that correct? Yes. So I'm like, in my head, I was like, Evan Maskil.
It's over. You
think
won.
About it. Like, you know, think about it. So he said, I'm telling you, I'm right. So I said, all right, I'll call your bluff. I called Shmuel Kamenetsky. If you want to have the recording, it's 2.5 minutes. It's wonderful. Okay? So I said, Shmuel, hello, I said, let's say... I called him at a normal time. On his break. Like when he received phone calls. And I made it sure it was short. I didn't want to take too much of his time. So I said, let's say I wanted to have a double jab. First, someone was figuring out where to live. Should they live in America or should they live in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, if you have the money, you should run tomorrow. I said, I should run? He said, you should run. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I said, well, okay, let's say I have a yeshiva, and I told him, I'm confused. If you guys want it, it's on that iPod right there. You can have it. It's great. Let's say I have a yeshiva bacher who just finished her sifta in America. So he's thinking about going to America, she's going to Eretz Yisrael. What she do? Says, of course, it's so simple. Of course you'd go to Eretz Yisrael. What's the question? I don't understand. Like, he thought I was an idiot.
I feel bad for this guy now.
Right? So I showed it to him. He's all excited, like, you call it Shmuel Kamenetsky. So then I said, yeah, I did. So I remember him, like, he was in the lunchroom with all of his friends. he's just so scared. He just got dead quiet. And he listened to it. And he was listening. And we're just taking off. And I was like, I just don't want to go. That's what he said. That was the real reason. And I did this to 5 other guys in this class when they were looking up. It was great.
What if you said
he's
scared of safety?
What? Because that's also ridiculous. Listen, so you get...
I promise you're safe.
Okay.
It's not a good reason.
Statistically, there are more deaths and murders in America. So this is a stupid thing. I wouldn't recommend going in the middle of East Jerusalem at 1 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't. I personally wouldn't, but, you know, I have some brains. And, like, you know.
I wouldn't recommend it doing well. That's a different story.
But yeah. Okay, so, but what am I saying here? So, Evid Maskil, if you know God, if you try to find out what the answers are and try to make him real to you, really try to figure out, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from me? What is my purpose here in this world the best you can? Then you can make proper choices. You don't have to, like, just blindly choose something, think God wants it, but in your heart of hearts, just know, it's just because I want it. No, so that's not how life works. So that's what we're talking about. Okay, so Samacha Pasuk Ha'ela Va'amar, what is this Pasuk is trying to tell me what? Af al pi shatzdaka trome magai. Even though that tzedaka does uplift a people, v'chesed leumim and chesed to nations, but makom chatat liyisrael mechaper lahem. That chesed to nations that we do, that Bnei Israel does, okay, that is ke'ilu a sin offering for us. That's how powerful it is. A lot of times people use a chatat as a lashon of something extremely powerful because it is a korban that is one of the most amazing korbanos, is it can help us get rid of our sins. Why that is an interesting conversation we should all have sometime. Ratzon melech le'evan maskil. So he puts in quotation, he's going to explain it, he's going to say it very explicitly. The desire of the king is for a wise servant. The desire of God is just for Israel. Hamaskilim, he says, but not just Israel and stop. No. Hamaskilim la'asod dvarim shehem l'ratzon lefonav. They think they're smart about what doing things.
What's maskilim? The starters?
No, maskilim is to, is how do you say in English? A maskil, a wise.
Not exactly.
No,
wise.
I know.
The maskil means to start.
No. That's yeah.
The hatchil, not the matchil.
How do you say it in English?
Maskil.
Not wise.
Thinkers is the quality. Like sechel, you know sechel, so like the sechel people.
Intelligence.
Yeah, the intelligent ones that they are intelligent to do the things that are desirable before Hashem. Ki ha'eved ha'maskil yodea lasot ratzon rabo. Cause the servant that is thinking, right? He knows what the desire of his master is. Ki yavin ma'hu ratzono. Because he understands what the master actually wants. But look how Rabbeinu Yonah defined the Jewish people. I think this is a big mistake that a lot of people make. Rabbeinu says, you know why Hashem wants Bnei Israel? Because they are the Evan Maskil. They think about what Hashem wants. So what does it say if you're part of Bnei Israel and you don't think about it?
You're not
intelligent.
You're not why you're here.
Exactly. You're blind. If you're blind, Hashem is like, no, I didn't put you here to be blind.
The reason I chose you.
The reason I chose you is because you're going to think about it. The reason I chose because I have all these books you have to go through. And it's difficult. But you know what? But that, you're here to understand. Exactly. But for you to just blunder around or to not pay attention to read, which is what a lot of these people, right? You read Tanakh, you read Poskim, you read Gemara, and you totally ignore it, right? That's not why I put you here. That's not being an Evan Maskil. Good? Okay, what time is it?
10:05.
Oh, really? This is such a good one, though.
Now we have an audio track to listen to.
Okay, fine. So we're going to stop here, and we're going to pick up next week. I just want to let you all know, I'm super, super excited. There's someone that told me earth-shattering, I literally almost jumped out of my seat. Not the next Mishnah, but the Mishnah after that. And I really cannot wait to
do gotta do some Bikiyas.
What?
Like 7 weeks?
No, the next...
We gotta do some Bikiyas.
No, we're not doing Bikiyas here, my friend.
That's what we do in Shia.